My brothers and sisters in Christ, blessed Laetare Sunday to all of you. St. Paul and the prophets tell us to rejoice. I say it again, rejoice. They say that the rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength in the midst of the fasting, in the midst of your almsgiving, in the midst of all of your fervent prayers. Rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. We are celebrating Laetare Sunday, which is halfway through the Lenten season. Can you believe we're already halfway through? Easter is right around the corner. It's all downhill from here. And there's reason then for rejoicing, not just because I'm almost done fasting, not just because I can finally start watching TV again or looking at my smartphone again, but because I've turned a corner in my life. I realize that there's something more. I didn't think there was anything more in my life other than eating, other than entertaining myself. But now that I've started to push those things away, I realize that my life has more meaning. I can actually hear the voice of God. This is a reason to rejoice. Hopefully I've begun to see my real value as a Christian, as a Catholic, that all of the teachings that God has given to me and that he continues to reveal to me are worth my attention and my dedication and my love, that he is really showing me the way. And if not, if I haven't yet experienced that, I know that there are still some days for me to turn my heart to God. Remember, Jesus tells us to rend our hearts, not our garments. He's looking for that interior love for him, devotion to him. The exteriors can come and go, so we can put the ash on our heads at the beginning of Lent and not turn our hearts to Jesus at all. When, though, we listen to his voice and we realize that he is trustworthy, when we have some compunction in our hearts, deep within, sorrow for the sins that we have committed, my brothers and sisters, good things can happen. We realize that God is rich and mercy, as St. Paul tells us in that second reading, that he's rich in mercy just because he loves me, not because of any work that I've done. In fact, all of my works are tainted by sin. My resolve is poor at best. I fail quite frequently. If I'm honest, if I'm looking deep into my heart, if I'm not just looking to the surface where everything looks shiny and good, when I look deep inside, I say, I need help. And when I see the help that I need, I recognize that there is somebody to help. I have the God, the very God who created me, who understands that I am weak and why I fail again and again. He is there to help me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to die for us. This then becomes a reason for my serious rejoicing. I do not have to live a slave to being entertained, to have everything going my way. I realize that that is part and parcel of who I am as a Christian and what it is that I'm called to be. I am not yet complete. I long to be completed. I long for those things, not just of the passing world, that just make me hungry again, but I long for that true bread without which no man can live forever. Man doesn't live by bread alone, I realize, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. The word that I long for is Jesus himself. He is the bread of life. It is his flesh that completes what is lacking in my flesh. It is his wounds that heal me in my wounds. My brothers and sisters, this is why we rejoice. Because there is an answer to the misery that I experience again and again. I can go without food. I can go without the entertainment. I can go without the indulgence. And I actually find out that I'm happier for it. That there is peace. Peace, though, that the world can't give. Peace that the passing pleasures of the world and all of their grandeur and splendor fail to deliver. that peace that really remains when I'm in the midst of conflict and I'm able to be patient. Peace that comes when I'm faced with hardships, when things don't go my way, when God leads me on a different path. There, I know that I can trust Him because He truly loves me and He's feeding me. He is with the poor. He is with those who are hungry. Blessed, He says, are you who are hungry and you who thirst for what is right. You will be fulfilled. You will have all that you need. I begin to experience that here and now. And so this becomes my need, my purpose for rejoicing. I am so thankful to God because He's recognizing my lowliness. He's really helping me, giving me what I truly need, not just winning the lottery, but winning his mercy. God is abundant in mercy. I think about biting into a big peach and all of the juices that come and fill me. I'm so delighted. There, in that experience of God's mercy, is that full richness. He is really healing my soul, washing me clean of all the wrong things that I did, showing me how to bear patiently with the person who I've had trouble with for so long. Now I can see, I can actually forgive them. I could be freed of those chains that are restricting me from forgiving. That's a reason to rejoice. And this is what God gives to us in abundance. And who teaches us how to rejoice better than anyone? Who teaches us to rejoice in Jesus and all of the mercy that He gives us? Isn't it our Blessed Mother? On this Laetare Sunday, can't we hear her song of praise to God? What does Mary say? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit, what? Do you know? My rejoices in God, my Savior. Not my body. Not what everybody's saying about me. In fact, for the Blessed Mother, people just thought she was a common lady. And then when they saw Jesus do His miracles, they said, isn't He the Son of Mary? They took offense at Him. They didn't think Mary was much. You and I are able, because of what Christ gives us, we're able to rejoice with her and see what's going on interiorly in the heart of the Blessed Mother. Why is she rejoicing? My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. She tells us why. For He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. The one that doesn't get any attention. The one that's doing that hard work when it doesn't seem like anybody else is. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones. Watch how those who are in high places fall. Why do the great ones fall? Our Lord is humbling them. But what happens to those who are lowly? He lifts them up. What about those who are hungry? Mary tells us, the Blessed Mother tells us, He fills them with good things. Things that will really feed them. I saw an image the other day, a beautiful image of the Blessed Mother kneeling on her knees in the stained glass window and St. John, the Apostle, giving her the body of Christ. Can you imagine how beautiful that was for Mary in those days after Jesus had ascended into heaven and she couldn't see Him, like she held Him in her arms all the time. When she came and St. John, the Apostle, celebrated Holy Mass for her, how she was able to receive the host into her mouth and close to her heart, hold Jesus close to her heart again. This is the reason then that she rejoiced. He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. My brothers and sisters, hopefully at this half point during Lent, we are renewed in our desire to give up the things of the world. The food, the clothing, all the material possessions, that pursuit that something on the internet maybe could actually make me happy. Hopefully we're renewed in our desire to start that penance anew right now and maybe even make it a consistent penance even after Lent. The things that we do during the Lenten season could actually carry through into the Easter season because they're good. They've made me rejoice even now. Hopefully today, and throughout the rest of these days of Lent, we can think about waking up on Easter morning. We know who woke up on Easter morning, Jesus himself. What do I want to be? What do I want that Easter morning to be like? To be willing to give up things in this world so that I can truly rejoice. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has looked favor on his lowly servant. My soul, my spirit rejoices in God. He is truly feeding me. And my brothers and sisters, he feeds us right now at this Mass. And every time we come to Holy Mass, even during each weekday, he gives us himself in the Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive our Lord. And let us today, when we receive the host into our mouths, let's rejoice like we've never rejoiced before, because he has come to his people and set them free.